The North Carolina House today voted to approve the state's $30 billion budget. In Mecklenburg County, there's one clear winner, the town of Mint Hill, which has just under 27,000 residents. It's home to Trisha Cotham, who switched from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party this spring. WFAE Steve Harrison has this report.
Cotham's switch to the GOP gave Republicans a veto-proof supermajority in the House, and it gave Cotham clout in her new party. That's reflected in the state budget. The town of Mint Hill's police department is getting $750,000, and the town is getting $16 million for a new community center. And that's not all. The Mint Hill Athletic Association is getting $1.3 million. The Mint Hill Chamber of Commerce is getting $75,000 for leadership training. And the Mint Hill Historical Society is getting $150,000. When asked whether Cotham made all that happen for the town, Mint Hill Mayor Brad Simmons said,
"You worded that so finely, you must be an elected official."
He added,
"We shared many times with Representative Cotham before budget time at all of some of our long-term projects. Without being in the room, I would have to say she absolutely helped us."
Mint Hill is one of the most conservative parts of Mecklenburg. While Cotham got most of her votes from East Charlotte when she was a Democrat, Mint Hill is likely her new base for her next election, whether it's for the State House or something else. The city of Charlotte, which has nearly 900,000 people, did get $20 million for a new tennis center that could be built west of the airport. That was the only time the city appears in the budget for a special appropriation. All members of the General Assembly from Charlotte are Democrats. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.